أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى ended it with ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. And for the righteous people, Allah guides them towards Sirati Mustaqim, the straight path. And the straight path is that which hasn't got any curves in it, any bends in it. It is a straight path. That is the straight path, and Allah guides towards that path. For those people who want to please Allah, and the object of life is to solely and only to please Allah, Allah guides them towards that straight path. Now, the straight path is the path that is free from extremes. From both sides extremes, it is completely free. It is completely in the middle, the straight path. So in this ayat now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about the Christians, how they have gone astray from that straight path, far away, where they claim either Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Son of God, or that he is part of God Trinity, or that he is God incarnate. Whatever their beliefs are, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala explains that they have gone very far away from the straight path. And then لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا بَيْشَكْ كَافِرْ وَيْجِنْهُنِ كَهَا. Undoubtedly those people have made kufr, have gone completely away from the straight path, who said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. کہ اللہ تو وہی مسیح ہے مریم کا بیٹا. That Allah is that very same being who is مسیح, the son of مریم. That is عیسیٰ علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. Yeah, there are many groups of the Christians. Of them, three are the main groups. One of them is that who believe that Allah Ta'ala has made hulul, that is Allah has come into Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Though the Christians themselves also don't openly say that we believe that Allah has come into Isa alayhi salam, but if you just analyze a little bit and scratch on the surface, you'll see that is exactly what they believe. Either they believe that the being of Allah himself, his Zaat, has come into Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In that case, where is Allah gone now? If they end that, how can Allah come into any other form, go into that body and become part of that body and be not part but be that body, that they believe Isa alayhi salam, he is God. As in this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ. Allah is Masih, the son of Maryam. So that is completely wrong what they are believing in. If it's not the being of Allah Ta'ala, they believe the sifat, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala has come into Isa alayhi salatu wasalam completely. They are no more in Allah, and now they are completely in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Like the quality of knowledge, for example, that it is now Allah transferred it fully into Isa alayhi salam. Now Allah hasn't got any knowledge anymore. Isa alayhi salam is the possessor of all the knowledge. Or that Allah also possesses some knowledge and Isa alayhi salam also possesses. That is also completely wrong. How much Allah wants to give to any person, Allah gives knowledge to that person so much. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are given the most amount of knowledge. But it isn't that knowledge has been transferred from Allah into them and it is no more in Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, we have to be careful as the Muslims also, in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we also must not fall prey to this. Like there are those Muslims who believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alimul ghayb, that he knows all the unseen. That is a quality exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. How much Allah wants people to know about the unseen, Allah informs them. but that all that knowledge of the unseen has come into any person, even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is not correct. Or that the belief of Hazir Nazir, only Allah Ta'ala is Hazir, everywhere present, and Nazir watching everything, nobody else, not even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, none of the awliya or the sahaba or anyone, nobody else is Hazir Nazir, and he's present everywhere all the time. And therefore, on that basis, they have their milad also in different places at the same time. That Allah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is present, and they put a special chair there for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to come and sit on. So how can Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be in every milad gathering in the world which is taking place at the same time? So all this, we also have to be careful that these wrong beliefs don't come into us. Anyway, Allah has warned the Christians also and warned us also that don't disbelieve in Allah by placing the qualities of Allah in anyone else besides Allah, even if it is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Believe in Allah as He is, and believe as in the Nabi of Allah as He is. And when people speak like this, it isn't that they are against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or Isa alayhi salam or Allah, they are only speaking the correct thing. So in any matter, when a person corrects things, it doesn't mean he's against those things. Like Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explained, if somebody explains the masala of sajda is sahwa, that if you made a mistake in namaz, how to correct your namaz. Now that doesn't mean that person is against namaz. He sees that he is correcting your namaz. So in any function, in any organization, if there is anything wrong and somebody points it out, it doesn't mean it's wrong against that organization or that institution. All he's trying to do is correct the wrong which they are doing. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.